Even though state lawmakers announced a budget agreement on Wednesday, they spent the day Thursday trying to pin down details and print the bills in time to be finished over the weekend. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
One day after the budget agreement announcement, legislative leaders were once again huddling behind closed doors with Governor Cuomo to talk about
budget issues. Just budget issues.
Moving ahead on the budget. Our discussions have been about the budget.
That was Senate co-leaders Dean Skelos and Jeff Klein and Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver after the meeting. Assembly Speaker Silver was asked why the agreement was announced when so many spending issues are undecided and whether the news of a budget deal was premature.
That's a traditional news conference which says we've worked out the parameters of it. People are sitting and drafting bills. Some bills were drafted last night, and others are in the drafting process right now.
Among the dozens of details that were still being worked out, how to restore $120 million in cuts to service providers for the developmentally disabled. The state, after initially being denied $500 million in Medicaid reimbursements because of past overbilling errors, now has received an equivalent amount back. But it can't all be used simply to replace cuts to the service providers. Speaker Silver says by shifting parts of the health care budget around, though, about half of the money can be restored.
There'll be a commitment to reduce overhead and fraud, and so that hopefully the services to the individuals will not be affected.
Even some of the items that have already been announced as agreements are still short on details. For instance, it's not yet determined what types of businesses will actually receive the $300 million allotted for various tax breaks. And there's still no agreement yet whether to include workers who get tips, like wait servers, in a plan for a three-year phase-in of increases to the state's minimum wage. Meanwhile, aspects of the tax package are coming under fire. The income tax surcharge on millionaires is being extended for at least two more years to help pay for the package, and business groups say that sends the wrong message to the state's job creators. A group that advocates for the poor is criticizing the plan to distribute $350 in rebate checks to families with children under the age of 18 and who make between $40,000 and $300,000 a year. Ron Deutsch is with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness.
This is a pretty clear case of kind of election year pandering. Where, when in doubt, send out a check to everybody, I guess. But the reality is that there are many people who are left out of this. So, does a family, for instance, with an income of $38,000 a year, don't they need that $350 check a lot more than a family with an income of, say, $280,000 a year?
Deutsch says the rebates also exclude seniors who may be struggling to pay their bills on fixed incomes. Despite the numerous unresolved budget issues, lawmakers insist they are still on track to pass bills over the weekend, but they concede they might have to stay as long as Monday to finish everything up. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.